Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 21st, 2025. Today is Friday in the second week of Lent. This is a reading from Luke chapter 7, verses 18 through 23. And John the Baptist, calling two of his disciples to him, sent them to the Lord, saying, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And when the men had come to Jesus, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, 'Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?'" In that hour he healed many people of diseases and plagues and evil spirits, and on many who were blind he bestowed sight. And he answered them, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them, and blessed is the one who is not offended by me." Here ends the reading. In every gospel account of John the Baptist, we read that he was clear about his own vocation and mission. He knew that he was not the Messiah of God. Because of this clarity about his own identity, he could fully lean into the message he had been given to proclaim. Turn around. Walk in a new direction with God. Be on the lookout for God's anointed, because I am telling you we will see him soon. Get baptized to prepare yourselves for God's new thing. We don't know much about how John's ministry unfolded after Jesus' baptism. We do know that he was ultimately imprisoned by the local ruler, Herod Antipas, because John was speaking out against Herod's unseemly marriage to his brother Philip's wife. We also know Herod eventually had John executed. In Matthew's account of John sending his disciples to see Jesus, the Baptist is already in jail, but Luke doesn't assert this. Whatever is happening with John, he has had a moment when he simply wants reassurance. I don't read today's passage as John having doubts so much as desiring certainty. In this story, I think John the Baptist stands in for every person who has ever wondered, "Is this Jesus stuff for real?" In my own journey of faith, there have been times when I was absolutely certain about my life as a Christian, and there have been plenty of other times when I was far away from such certainty. I believe this ebb and flow of faith is simply a normal part of life. You see, I came to faith as a child. The stories of Jesus captivated my imagination. I loved Sunday school and vacation Bible school. I loved the music and the singing. I even loved hearing sermons, though admittedly, some of the itinerant preachers our church would host from time to time were pretty scary with their hellfire and brimstone antics, not quite the stuff suitable for 9-year-old ears. Throughout my late adolescence and into early adulthood, I began to ask questions about the Bible that my childhood church either didn't want to explore or simply wanted to ignore. I was searching for a way to move beyond an easy believism. I wanted to understand faith in a different way. During this time, I also struggled in my early 20s with depression, and I experienced a divorce and had a brief period of homelessness. Those experiences further pressed me to try and figure out what role, if any, my faith had to play in my life. One thing I learned through those years was that being a Christian wasn't an insulation against difficult and challenging circumstances. When I found the Episcopal Church in my early 30s, I felt like I had entered a faith community that took my questions and my doubts seriously. I was surrounded by folks who were both open to the truthfulness of the Scriptures, but who weren't afraid to bring their own questions and experiences into discussions about the text. I learned a different way to live the life of faith, a way that was, for me, more honest and more connected to the world around me. And now, after over 20 years as a priest, I find tremendous comfort in reading about a prophet like John the Baptist, who has a moment when his previous certainty cracks just a bit. This isn't a failure of faith on John's part. It's a moment of profound honesty. Notice Jesus doesn't get angry or defensive. He simply tells John's disciples to report what they've seen and heard as they've observed Jesus' ministry in real time. Sometimes when friends of mine ask me how I can believe all that Jesus stuff, I tell them I can believe in Jesus because I've been buoyed through my life by Jesus' people. To me, the church, as imperfect as it can be at times, is a witness to the continuing ministry of the resurrected Lord. Through all sorts of folks from my childhood through to today, regular Christians have helped me see the gospel lived out in real time. Their faith has inspired my faith. Their joy has brought me joy. Their prayers have inspired me to pray. Their honesty about their own struggles have strengthened me in my struggles. In the life of faith, we don't get certainty. We get something far more important. We get fellow travelers. So is this Jesus stuff real? Well, for me, it's more real today than it's ever been. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers, which we offer before you for all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry they may truly and devoutly serve you, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.